Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I think I'm basically saying welcome back to myself because I've been away for a moment. And as I am pivoting back to you, I am thinking about what does it really mean to pivot? And I know that I've gone through several different takes on pivoting. But this particular take on pivot is really about how do you pivot in your mind? How do you pivot in your mind? How do you change the conversation that's happening in your mind? How do you cancel out the chitty-chitty chat-chat that's happening in your mind? How do you take the conversation that's happening in your mind and as it relates to your physical body, right? So your physical body is going through a challenge right now, right? And the challenge in your body is basically saying that you can't move, you can't exist, you can't eat. So when the conversation is happening in your mind, based on what's happening in your body, how do you pivot in your mind to change what's happening in your body? Oh. It takes courage. It takes courage for you to change the conversation that's happening in your body as it relates to what you're saying in your mind. Now, this is going to make sense to you if you just take a moment and listen to what I'm really saying. What I'm saying is that your physical body right now, whoever it is I'm talking to, your physical body right now may be going through a challenge, right? And if your physical body is going through a challenge, how do you pivot in your mind to tell your body what you want it to do? See, because your mind is telling your body what's actually happening to your body. So consequently, it gets bigger and bigger. It's kind of like a tumbleweed, right? I'll share a story with you about a man that changed his mind. Therefore, he changed his body and what was happening in his body. So this man was a cyclist as well as a chiropractor. So he was going on this, he was doing I'm going to call it a marathon, but he was on his bicycle, y'all. And so he's on this cycling thing, and he's in Palm Springs, and, you know, the police was directing the traffic, and he told the cyclist to come, and all of a sudden, while he's telling the cyclist to come, a truck backs out and hits him, knocks him off his bike, and fractures his back to the point where he's paralyzed. So he's laying there, and he's gone through surgery, and, you know, basically they're saying to him, now we're going to have to do another surgery and put a rod in your back, and you'll have to manipulate with this rod in your back. And that is, and you'll never be able to walk the same way again. So this guy was like, wait. No, let me get a second opinion. Let me get a third opinion. You know what? Let me get a fourth opinion. Remember, he is a chiropractor. So he knows a lot of people within the industry that he can talk to, right? So all of them were saying the same thing. And because it didn't feel right in his core, he was saying to us, I know there has to be an answer, and the one you're giving me is not working for me. Well, he's laying on his face. Well, he has to lay face down because he can't be on his back. And he says, you know what? Nope, I'm not going to do any surgery. I am going to change my mind, and I'm going to change the information. He says, you know, kind of like when you get a cut in your hand, right? And they tell you to squeeze it, and so the tissue comes together, and all of a sudden, hey, all of a sudden, you're healed. The skin comes together. It heals itself. He says, I'm going to heal myself. So the first week, it was very challenging. The second week, because he had the chitty, chitty, chat, chat in his mind. Can you really do it? Really? I mean, you know, you have a practice. Should I sell my practice? So all of this information is going on in his mind. So he had to learn people. He had to learn how to change, how to pivot in the direction of what he really wanted. So it took some time. Well, he didn't have nothing but time. He couldn't go nowhere. So he's laying there. It took him 2 weeks to take control of his mind. He took control of his mind and he started talking to the cells in his spine. He started telling the cells what he wanted them to do.